Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Make this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
How far would you go to meet your heroes?
Ooh.
Or do you even want to meet your heroes?
I'm inclined to say I don't. Some usually doesn't say, end well.
Yeah, it's a lot of people will say in general that's a bad idea. Like, you just, if you really admire someone, keep them there. Because the real version of them is going to be...
Keep them where? Away.
Far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere where you can just... But some people believe that the opposite...
You're talking about a misery situation.
No.
Kidnap them.
Well...
Keep them.
There is...
Forever.
Always that.
Break their legs or cut them off.
This... I guess this dude just got sentenced. So this story starts a few years ago. But he lives in England. And he had an obsession with firefighters. Like, he loved him some firefighters. He said in an ideal world, he would be a firefighter himself, but just never worked out.
Why?
I'm gonna
guess he failed a psych eval. Before you even tell me what's coming.
Whenever you go into it, you know what I am? Fascinated by firefighters. I love... Yeah, there's like... What I see
I'm not saying it's easy to become a firefighter.
No, it's a crazy hard job.
It is.
Right?
And but it requires a lot of training.
If you come into it and you say those exact things, I don't think they even let you into camp.
No.
I don't think they're even going to... It's like, okay, that's kind of weird.
I feel like there are ways you could be involved or volunteer or help fundraise or any number of things that would put you in touch with firefighters.
One night... Fire alarm goes off, firefighters show up to a home, and the owner comes out, and he's like really frantic. He said, hey, sparks are coming from the electricity box, and oh no, my bed caught on fire. So the firefighters are putting out a small fire, disconnected his power, whatever, whatever. 90 minutes later, alarm goes off again. It's the same guy reporting another fire. It's this dude. He kept calling the firefighters out so he could like see them in action. What tipped him off was they said he was way too enthusiastic during the second fire. Like, he was, like, way too happy. Like, he wanted pictures
of firefighters. So maybe the first one was an accident?
I don't think
so. Like, he didn't actually mean to set his house on fire?
Like, it did actually happen.
Yeah, but then he was like, I squandered that.
I should have gotten a pick.
I want
a
redo.
This didn't go the way I wanted.
Let me set my house on fire now.
Exactly. This didn't, it wasn't a great interaction. It was an okay interaction. I need to leave on a high note. Let me just light my living room on fire.
I want to make sure they want to come back. How is it for you?
Good morning. It's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm late to the party. Alex Warren. He's an internet guy?
Yes.
He's so talented.
He is savagely talented.
Yeah, he's so good.
Incredible.
Like,
artist.
I rolled my eyes when I saw it, and then I listened to his songs, and I was like, never mind.
Yeah.
I take it back. I take it all back. And now he's teamed up with Jelly Roll.
Yeah, he
for what
when,
is going
when,
to be
when did this happen?
An epic collab.
You serious?
Yep. Here's a sample.
Oh, my brother, you don't have to follow in your bloodline. Oh, you got each other. And if you got tomorrow, then you still got time to break these chains that left you scarred. Oh, where you came, is it who you are?
Banger.
So it's more poppy.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
like the guy is kind of like a pop folk
singer. That's the thing is like it depends where you draw that. Like yeah. I love that stuff. I would like to hear more of it.
Now let's talk about some scary news.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga played for 2.5 million people during a free concert at Copacabana in Rio on Saturday. Broke the record for the highest attending concert by a female artist in history, which Madonna must hate because she just broke it like a year earlier. She played for 1.6 million people. Ba-bow. In a message posted yesterday, Gaga was over the moon. Thank you, Rio, for waiting for me to come back. Thank you, little monsters all over the world. I love you. I'll never forget this moment. Now, the reason that this is scary is because, unbeknownst to Lady Gaga, there was actually a massive attack planned on that show.
What?
Yeah, so it was a group that was trying to recruit teenagers to bomb the show with Molotov cocktails and improvised explosives.
What on earth?
I saw something else that said... They were trying to do this to gain notoriety on social media.
Yeah, because that'll get that tends to get you all the clout.
That's how you do it.
Good
the person
Lord.
Responsible was arrested, and a teenager was apprehended in connection with the thwarted attack.
Right.
So they were young.
Oh Lord. Well, that's awful.
raided the homes of 15 suspects in several states.
Good night.
Across the nation. Scary. Gaga's rep said they only heard about it after the show. Can you imagine?
You know, that's an awful, awful story. You know, yeah, I cannot, like, hey, oh, by the way, this didn't happen.
It could have happened.
But it didn't, so let's...
Behind the scenes, police were saying, what?
La-di-da. What? Yeah, no big deal. Catch it covered the entire time. No, ain't no thing.
And let's talk things we don't understand. So, it's Cinco de Mayo.
It is.
I'm glad the number has gone down. Only 13% of Americans have no idea what it's all about.
That is actually pretty acceptable. That's not bad. 13%.
39% say it's Mexican Independence Day. Oh. Which it's not.
Oh, so it was? Okay, all right. So that's not the number that got... Okay, I got you now. 13% of people just didn't make a guess.
I guess that's it.
And you have all these others.
Yeah, no clue. 26% said it's a celebration of Mexican-American culture.
Yeah, well, somewhat.
13% said it's a fun excuse to drink.
It's not wrong, but no.
But it is. Yeah. Only 10% knew the correct answer, which is...
The Battle of Puebla.
Yeah, the Mexican victory over the French.
Right.
May 5th, 1862, 163 years ago.
Wow.
You might not know what it is, but that sure isn't going to stop you from celebrating it.
No, it is not.
70% of Americans are going to do something, whether that's eating Mexican food, drinking margaritas, or sipping on Mexican beer, which we here in Texas call a Monday.
I have been told that as far as beer goes, today outsells St. Patrick's Day and occasionally the Super Bowl, which... I find really hard
really?
To believe.
Wait, you said for Mexican beer?
No, I just mean for beer. If it was, of course. Like, wait, that would make all sense. Yeah, never mind. Do some research. That would make much more sense if that was true. Because, yeah, I don't know that they're moving a lot of Modelos on St. Pat's, but they are just me.
Well, St. Patrick's Day, I mean, if you're buying the heavy stuff.
Yeah.
You don't need to buy it.
You don't need no beer. You don't need no beer on St. Pat's. I know what you're thinking. Like, but tequila, it's different. It's different. It's just a different vibe.
I was talking about the beer too.
Guinness. How many Guinness?
You know, like
you
can't. Not many.
Yeah. What's your max?
The last time you ate?
What's your max number of Guinnesses? Honest to God. Like, what is it? Like, and then compare that to your max number of Coronas or Dos Equis or any of the other ones.
I'm like, water. Yeah,
these are completely, completely different things.
But while we're learning things, let's talk about how the Vatican will announce the next pope. The only reason I'm sharing this, because I assumed everybody knew the score, is somebody was trying to say it was like a gender reveal, and that made me really upset, probably because I am Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
This has gone on a lot longer than gender reveal parties.
This article is very odd to me because it's only been 2,000 years, you guys. It's only been 2,000. I thought they were, when I saw the article, they're going to change it. And I was like, that's stupid.
That's what I thought, too.
No, they didn't change it.
I was really worried about
it. The same way they always do.
Yeah, it's the same way they've always done it.
Yeah.
So senior members of the Catholic Church are gathering on Wednesday for the conclave to determine the next pope.
They made a movie about it. Yeah. Like, literally, like, this year. Like, it's out to stream. You can go check it out. It's quite good.
What kind of movie is it?
It's good. It's a drama. The guy that plays Voldemort. Is a cardinal. Ralph Fiennes or whatever. Great movie. It's about conclave. I enjoyed it. It's all right.
There are 135 cardinal electors, and the deliberations happen in secret behind locked doors.
Yeah, they literally lock them in a building.
Yep, they have to have a 2/3 majority.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way the world will know is literally through smoke signals.
That's right.
So there's a special chimney atop the Sistine Chapel, and with each vote, they'll burn their ballots in a stove. If black smoke comes out of the chimney, the cardinals aren't in agreement and will need to vote again.
No pope.
Once white smoke can be seen from the chimney, it signals to the public the Roman Catholic Church has a new leader.
Got yourself a pope.
So it's not pink or blue, which is what I was worried about.
This is triggering. Whole article is triggering is what it is.
So how long did it take for Pope Francis? It was a day, right? Second day. It was the second day.
I don't even remember.
All of the conclaves over the past century have ended in under four.
I imagine they're not. They kind of want to get down. You know, it's a different era. Like back in the day, I imagine they took quite a long time. Today, you know, get in, get out. Give us a pope. Is that not how? Am I being as bad as?
Post a poll on TikTok. That's what's trending at 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Ah, little something-something to help you out if we end up calling you around 8:25.
Just a little taste.
Freedom Katie's Money Minute.
Snack.
Got to get 10 questions right.
All 10.
If you hear this, it takes you down to 9.
That's right.
Ooh. Don't say we never did nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Today's answer, 7.
Yup.
7.
Yup. Just store that away in your brain.
It's in the bar.
Let it.
We'll take the question. That is one of the answers. So if you haven't yet signed up to win your $100, go online, thebullhouston.com/contest.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Can we talk about strawberries for a minute?
Yeah. Can we talk about Pasadena and strawberries?
Yes.
Pasadena used to be the strawberry capital of the South.
They will not let you forget that if you spend any time around Pasadena. And so, with that said...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was news to me, too. And then all of a sudden, I found out it was very serious news. So, Pasadena. Strawberry Festival. Who wants in?
Family 4-pack of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
The event goes down May 15th to May 18th. Clay Walker is one of the performers.
Oh, yeah.
Scotty McCreery.
It's a great lineup, dude. Seriously. It's going to be a fun time.
And I think they have the world's largest strawberry shortcake. Or they're making an attempt on the world's largest strawberry shortcake. One
For
of
real?
The two.
Okay.
Which strawberry shortcake is so great.
I feel like you can't miss with that. If you want to go, 713-881-5500. How did we want to give these away today?
Okay. So my husband and I were trying this in the car the other day. Mm. It was hard. It was tricky. You think you know your favorite celebs, but do you really?
Well, how well? Like, what are we talking about?
How old are they? Like, actually, think about it. How old are your favorite celebs?
Like, can I guess their ages? Like,
yes.
Right off the,
yes.
Potentially, yeah. On some of them.
So
potentially no on others.
We're going to pit you against one other person.
Mm-hmm.
Two players going head-to-head for the birthday game. We will tell you the celebrity, and you tell us how old they are turning or have just turned. So all of these celebs are celebrating birthdays at some point this week. If you get an answer right on the money, we'll give you 3 points. And if you get close, so plus or minus you're either side, we'll give you 1.
Okay.
And whoever has the most points at the end wins the 4-pack of tickets to Pasadena Strawberry Fest.
Okay. This is an experiment.
Sounds easy? Think again.
Maybe it is easy. How do we know?
The game's going to age you.
713-881-5500. Call us. We'll get our contestants on the phone next. Do you want some appropriate music to
Ooh.
Launch us into birthday game?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Today's your birthday.
Bolton.
Yes, that is.
Best thing Hallmark ever did.
That's the Michael Bolton wishing someone a happy birthday.
It's been well
or a lot of people. I mean, whatever.
Definitely some celebs.
Yes.
In this the birthday game where you're trying to guess their ages.
All right, so let's meet our contestants this morning. Freedom and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Alyssa.
Alyssa, good morning. Thank you for being our first contestant in the birthday game. Let's meet your opponent today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Robert.
Robert! Good morning. All right, gang, let's get down to business.
All right, Robert, you're squaring off against Alyssa. Now, Alyssa was the first player in, so she will guess first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Robert, we'll alternate on each new celeb. Y'all can guess the same ages, just don't do it every time. Now, all these celebs are celebrating a birthday this week. The game is how old they are turning or have already turned. So, Alyssa, with that in mind, let's start with Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill's birthday is today. He was, of course, Superman until he got replaced.
There's never been anyone
Terrible
done
decision.
Dirtier by the comic book universes than Henry Cavill. He did nothing to deserve this treat.
Alyssa, how old is Henry Cavill?
Oh, gosh. 64?
64. Guesses, Alyssa.
Right.
Robert, over to you. Henry Cavill.
I say 60.
60.
60 years old.
Oh! That hurts. He's 42.
Yeah. Hey, that's okay. 42. That's why we have five
And very
of these.
Handsome, Alyssa. Go look him up.
That's why we have five
oh my
of
gosh,
these
I'm
games.
So sorry.
Okay,
no,
Robert,
good.
We will start with you on this one. Henry Cavill shares a birthday with Adele.
Hey.
Adele having a birthday today. Okay. How old is Adele?
37.
37. Guesses, Robert. Alyssa, right. Over to you.
35.
35.
Okay.
One of y'all got it bang on. And that was Robert. 3 points to Robert. Adele is turning 37 today.
Robert.
All is not lost, Alyssa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about George Clooney? George Clooney, his birthday's tomorrow. How old will he be turning? He's tricky.
72.
Says Alyssa. What says Robert?
61.
Okay.
64.
Oh, 64. All right, just a little off. Just a little.
For old George. All right. Robert, how about Billy Joel? Billy Joel.
Billy Joel?
Billy Joel's got a birthday later
this
week.
Billy Joel's birthday this week? Okay.
Robert, how old will Billy Joel be turning?
74.
74. Alyssa, what do you think for the piano man, Billy Joel?
71.
Okay.
A little older, 76.
70, oh, good.
76.
Okay, all right. Hey, guys, we're
see what
improving.
I said? This is a tricky game.
We are
improving
as the list goes on.
All right, but Alyssa, let's get some points on the board right here. Can still tie today everything up. Bono.
The Bono.
Like there's another Bono. Bono, Alyssa. Bono's got a birthday this week. How old is Bono?
Is the most important
and don't
man
get
in
it
history.
Wrong. Yeah. He'll find out and be very upset.
Gosh, I have no idea.
Don't say that, Alyssa. Don't say that. He's very important.
60.
60? Okay.
60 flat guesses. Alyssa, Robert, you're up.
64.
Oh, 1 point to Robert. Bono will be 65. That's 65.
You know what? That was not a bad first
round
of the
ridiculous
birthday
kind of
game,
fun.
Guys. Yeah. Thank y'all so much for playing.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Robert, you are our winner. Please hang on the line, okay?
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Bonnie, thanks for helping us out on the variety front. You said this is the first time anything like this has ever happened to you.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I listen to you guys all the time. Anyway, yeah. So this thing started happening to me, and I was just, like, at a loss. And I don't know how to finesse the situation, so I thought, like, maybe you guys could help.
Well, I mean, maybe we can. I mean, hopefully it works. What are we working with here? What's the deal?
Okay, yeah. So me and John, he's cute. Yeah, you know, he's really cute, and you know, like I like him a lot, and we have a lot of fun together. And I don't know what, like, if I'm doing it or what exactly it is I am doing. I just know that I definitely went wrong somewhere.
Well, why do you think you're the one that did something wrong?
I guess I didn't really notice it at first, but after a few times, it just started jumping out to me, like how weird it is that. Well, like, he clearly gets annoyed with me in, like, really specific instances and, like, situations, and it's just odd. Like, I don't know how else to, like, tell you. It's just, like, odd.
Can you give us a little bit more?
Yeah,
maybe a scenario, because you mentioned specific occasions.
Yeah, like, when did this happen?
Or is it still happening? Is it ongoing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is still kind of happening. I mean, he's dropped it off a lot recently, but, like, when we eat out, and, like, when I order certain things, it's almost like he's really uncomfortable. Like, I thought he was vegan at first, or, like, a gluten intolerance, or, like, a nut allergy, or, like, something.
Okay.
You know, but I kept asking, and he was like, no. And he just gets this face like he's honestly. It's like he's about what I'm ordering.
Okay.
And he gets all irritable. And yeah, like I said, it's just odd.
Well, what else happens? He didn't like snap at you, does he? Or anything like that?
No. He's not a snapper. He doesn't snap. It's just like his overall demeanor, it like changes. I don't know, like, you know, like how he's like breathing.
His breathing? I we're so lost here.
Okay, you know, like he sighs a lot. Like, have you encountered that? Like, I know how it sounds, but I promise you that I'm not crazy, okay? Like, I just, like I said, like, you know when you know.
Okay. All right.
You know when you're getting on someone's nerves.
Okay.
And like, I might not be a lot of things, but I promise you I am self-aware.
Okay.
Like, I can tell that something I'm doing is bothering
you. I got you. Okay, we're catching up.
Yes.
So this happens at dinner, but just when you're out? Like, have you ever encountered this issue if it's just the two of you eating alone, like at home or anything?
I mean, if if I did it at any point, like I must not have noticed.
Got it.
It's really obvious when we go, like when we go out to eat, and like makes me not want to do it at all, actually. And like, wow. I know that it's not only like, and I know it's not just like in my head, because we've been out with other people who picked up on it, and like they've pulled me aside and they're like, what's wrong with John? Or like, why is John in such a mood? Oh. Like, what's going on? Oof. And so I'm like, I know that like,
something's happening.
Something is off.
But what's your theory? Like, other than like eating out, is there a common theme? Are all these places super expensive? And you're just like,
you're hungry like Oliver Twist.
Like, are you dragging to a bunch of places that he's made known that he hates or something like that?
I don't know. If I am, it's not on purpose, and he hasn't said anything. I just like want to know like what I'm doing. I want to get things back on track, and like I have this idea that if you guys call him, we can just like get a clear picture of like what it is.
You want us to ask him.
Right.
I want answers. You know, like I need some idea of what's happening, because I'm going crazy, honestly.
Us too. We're going to get John on the phone. We're going to see what we can do. That's next.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Bonnie and John have been out a few times.
Right.
Sounds like he's still around. Mm-hmm. He's just getting a little more distant. And Bonnie's noticed this problem that pops up when they're out to eat out at a restaurant. John will get really aggravated when she orders certain things.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she like, you know, just goes all in, you know, maybe I don't know, dude. Like, I mean, there's obviously
something. She said she was self-aware, but maybe everyone's self-aware says, to a point.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Other people have noticed it though.
That's true.
Because they have he commented that he changes.
Weird. Yeah, it gets weird.
So let's get to the bottom of this. I think we've got John lined up. Hey, is this John?
This is John. What's up?
John, thanks for bearing with us. We wanted to chat with you about your friend Bonnie.
Oh, this is about Bonnie.
Yeah.
Just to save time, is this a price thing? Like, is that the problem? Your girl has some expensive tastes and, you know.
Too expensive?
Right?
No. Quit. You're acting like I rack up some huge bill every time we go out, and that is not me. Is that what this is? Like,
What is?
You've just been weird like the last few weeks, and I want to know why. And like honestly, I think the city does now too.
Yeah,
so we're
invested.
Oh my god! I mean, no, it's just like it's all the bumping. You know, I don't know. I just haven't figured it out.
Oh my god! Seriously, stop with the bumping already.
Bumping.
Yeah.
Bump. What's bumping?
Elbows, like in a booth at a restaurant.
Okay.
Like I just keep telling her, sit on my right so we can avoid this when we're going out with friends. But, like, I don't know how to make it stick in her head.
Well, okay. So you see more room?
You're lefty?
Yeah. Is that it?
No, I have class. No amount of room is going to fix the situation. Like, how do you hold a knife when you eat? What hand are you using?
Wait, what? I don't know.
Well, there's a right answer. There's a correct answer. And, you know, unless you're Bonnie and you eat like a poor.
A what?
In your right hand.
Okay.
And then you switch your fork to your left so you can stabilize the cut with the knife. And, you know, and then you switch it back. There's an etiquette thing. I cannot tell you how embarrassing it is to take this woman out to a restaurant and have everyone staring at her because she doesn't know how to use her utensils properly. It's the epitome of low class.
Where are you going?
I'm sorry. What? I think I missed everything after you said I eat like a poor. Like, what?
Fairness, there was a lot there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think poor person.
Like, yes.
Oh, John. John.
What?
I mean, I don't know how else to put it. Like, this is how I was raised, and I'm not like trying to judge you or anything, but I mean, like, there's still time to learn. You're young. You know, we can turn this around.
Thank God for that. Oh my gosh. I have to learn or what? You're going to feed me to your country club or something?
Clubs?
First of all, this is the first time I've ever heard of this in my life. Okay, but another thing, like who is so fixated on the way that other people eat? Like, you don't have anything better to do with your time than watch how I'm eating my food?
I'm just thinking ahead. Like, you know, if you want to continue to be tacky, then that's fine by me until we go out for some other kind of family gathering. Because if they see you eating like a barbarian like you did the other night at that restaurant, it's going to be so much worse, especially with Ma.
With Ma?
I'm sorry. Like, what exactly is she going to do to me?
That's a good question.
All I'm saying here is that this is a road that I don't think you want to go down, because she's really opinionated, and I'm sure she's got a lot of thoughts about her son dating a whore. So I'm trying to scare you. Oh. There's plenty of time. We can still work on this, right?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, guys, we appreciate your time.
Okay.
I'm so confused.
Who's really self-conscious now? Okay. So what did he say? He explained it poorly.
Okay.
Speaking of poor. Okay. So he said.
So if I
He's not left-handed.
No.
Okay. So you hold the knife.
Right.
In your right hand.
Right hand.
Which means you've moved your fork to your left hand.
Yes. You switch. Basically, you would switch.
To cut with your dominant hand, presumably.
Right.
At which point, I guess in the American style, because there are different ways of eating, you then put your knife down and switch your fork back to your dominant hand, which is your right hand.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Or do you just then eat with your left hand?
You eat with your left and just kind of do that.
Isn't that the continental style, what Europeans do?
The what?
Oh, my God.
How do you know this? Straight up. All I want to know is which one you do, because that's that. Now I'm I have no idea what to think. Someone give me a knife and fork so I can test this
out.
Are
people watching me eat?
Now
I'm really worried
about
this.
Have I been being judged this entire time? Do I eat like a poor?
713-881-5500. Call us.
Making Houston mornings sound even better. Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Good morning. You ready to find out how just sloppy we're all eating like barbarians?
No, I'm not.
Let's find out.
I don't know that I want to be on the side of John.
Cora, is any of this making any sense whatsoever?
Okay, I kind of agree with both of them and also disagree with both of them.
Oh.
I'm 47, and I had to take a dating etiquette class in high school, and I actually teach my children there is a right way to use your fork and your knife. How he went about it was completely wrong.
He
could have said, hey, let me show you how to do this. For example, my son, I teach him when you go on a date and if a man says, hey, this hamburger looks really good, that means that's his limit. You find that price and anything below that. I think that this is a way of life that should be brought back in.
Whoa.
Because, yeah, there is an etiquette to all of this.
There's a code, and apparently that code is long. That code is long.
Well, it was enough to fill a whole class.
Yeah, tell obviously. Me. Good night.
So with the silverware, cutlery, whatever you call it, how would you teach your kids?
Yes.
I actually do the same thing. I'm right and left-handed, but you cut with your right and you eat with your left if you're right-handed or vice versa. But yes, you cut with one hand and you eat with the other. So you do need both elbows.
So you
eat... They're actually... I do.
Your left hand.
Okay.
I do. If I'm eating meat. Now, if I'm eating something where it doesn't need a knife, then I'll use my right hand.
Then you'll switch it up.
How do you hold the fork?
I hold it upside down. It's really weird, but
no, that's
how I was.
I've
that's
seen,
actually not.
Yes,
it's not weird.
It's
the continental style of eating. That's what Europeans do.
That is the fancy way, as I would call it.
The pointies
go down. The point.
I just forgot their name. Tins, tines, whatever they are.
Yeah, the little things.
And we all seem pretty women, right? So.
Great reference.
Just saying. So how he brought it up, though, I mean, he is right, but I really wish he would have said, hey, you know, let me show you or teach you, you know, this and that. There is a right way to go about it. He did it the complete wrong way, and to call her those names was inappropriate. She was just, she's never heard of it, so it's not her fault if she's never been introduced to it, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, and he was also wrong, though, because he was saying he eats with his right hand.
Yeah, who knows? That seems weird. The whole thing is a
mess. It's all strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I eat with both hands, so for me, I switch it out. But you do cut with one hand, and eat with the other when it comes to meat.
Do you cut one at a time, like a piece at a time? Is that why you keep both hands engaged?
Yeah,
that's the continental style.
Right.
And I think it was born from the idea that both hands needed to be visible on the tabletop, because if you had one hand under the table, you might be holding a weapon to vanquish your dining partner, like a sword or a gun. I'm serious.
I mean, That's how the handshake came about.
Yeah. Good if you've Lord. Got both hands on the table, you know what's going on, don't you?
Exactly. You can't like, assassinate your date, can you? Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Look, we're going to take a break. We're going to get back to this coming up next.
Any morning is a good morning with Frito and Katie.
Cooking a dog, yes!
On 100.3 The Bull.
713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Giving everybody a complex today.
How do you know this stuff? What is this? So now I can't have a hand on my lap anymore because
And Americans, the fork faces up.
That's
we
apparently
kind of shovel it in, which I guess is
it
weird
is
to
in
some
fact
people.
A shovel. It's a tiny
you
spiky
ever seen
shovel.
Someone try to eat peas the continental way. Embarrassing.
Hello, Janice.
Hey, I am dying to comment on the utensil use.
Yes.
Yes, please.
You're in luck. What do you think?
Well, I'm kind of curious. I didn't hear the very beginning of the conversation, so I'm really curious to know where this guy is from.
He did not say. We didn't think to ask. We got so floored by the revelation of silverware.
He called his mom a ma, so I'm imagining...
Somewhere in the South?
Yeah. I'm thinking, maybe somewhere out on the East Coast, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Oh, the deep
Virginia,
South, like
place.
the fancy, froofy well South.
Yeah.
They take that seriously. They have
I have never heard anybody call someone...
A poor.
But on another note, I do have to agree that sitting across the table from somebody who's using a fork like a shovel to shove food in their mouth or just upside down kind of thing
When you say that, what do you mean? Like, what do you envision? Is it the fork is faced up?
I've seen people actually yesterday. I had lunch with someone, and they had the fork in their right hand, but they were holding it in their fist. Instead of holding it sort of with your hand upside down, they had their fist over the top of the handle, and they picked up the food and then pointed the fork straight at their mouth and kind of shoveled it in.
See, this is really, really throwing me for a loop because I do point my fork at my mouth.
I do.
I don't hold it in my fist. I like to think I'm a little more sophisticated than that.
I'm just eating.
Yeah. But yeah, I've never...
Pointing it at their mouth, the tip of the fork at their mouth. I guess it was more exaggerated because they were holding it
because of the comical way they were holding it. Yeah,
You know what?
Were they using their left hand to scoop the food onto the fork? Because that's the only way it would make it better.
No. But I've seen that. Use the knife to push your peas onto your mashed potatoes and then shovel it in as always. But that's what mashed potatoes are for.
I give up. I'm eating nothing but burritos. I'm giving up completely. No more utensils.
But it's not. I think he has a lot more issues than just the way she eats.
Yes, absolutely.
Because
I agree.
You just don't call anybody a poor. And if
Big Dad John over here
wants to run very fast away from him, if he's going to worry about his mother, who is quite obviously up a crust.
Well, in her mind.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Hannah, okay. Let's talk eating like a poor, alleged, whatever that means. Whatever. Help us make sense of this.
All I wanted to say was she needs to just run away from this guy.
Right?
Immediately. Eating like a poor. I can understand if he's left-handed, versus her being right. Bumping into him, but no, eating like a poor on the radio, she needs to find a new man.
Yeah, he's very it's fairly concerning.
It's not like he said it the one time. I mean, that's just
It is in fact
many, many times.
He is very serious about her eating like a poor. Yeah, it's the whole thing. It's like whatever she's doing makes her seem low class
and trashy,
makes her seem low rent.
unsophisticated, I guess. I have no idea. I'm trying to remember. I mean, I'm sure I have noticed how people eat, but it has to get pretty, extreme before I think I would. But maybe if you grow up in that environment, that's all you notice. You're just secretly just judging all
what
of
us. What else does he have rules about?
Oh,
would be
dude.
My worry. You know, if he's so serious about this.
How far does this go?
Yeah, you're not going to measure up to anything. Any Amala standards.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Y'all
have a great day.
You too.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I was going to say Kelsey Ballerini had a good year, but I guess she's had a good few years. She got her first ever nod in the Entertainer of the Year category for the ACMs.
That's right.
Also earned her 8th nomination for Female Artist of the Year this year.
Yeah. Both very
maybe
big deal.
Maybe she'll take one of those.
I mean, like, honestly...
She's got 2 ACMs. She has won one before, but not in those categories. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see come Thursday, 60th anniversary of the ACM Awards. It's legendary, hosted by a legend. Reba McEntire is back for the 18th time, and you can watch it all on Amazon Prime. No membership required.
None whatsoever.
Now, why are we talking about Kelsey Ballerini? Well, in addition to the ACM potential hardware, she admitted that she wears a wig on stage.
Yes.
She said she's worn one all year. Basically, she does it to keep her hair from getting wrecked with all the product and hot tools and things that people would need to use on her.
Right.
To get her hair to cooperate, right? So in the video, she shows someone helping her to gently take it off. I mean, they've got like a Q-tip and they're going in and getting rid of that adhesive. And it was a nice informational little video.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carly Pierce catches wind of this and posts a video of her own.
My sweet friend Kelsey posted a 2-minute video where she very delicately, very professionally, very correctly, very gracefully takes her wig off. And I feel called out. I feel like I'm clearly not doing it right because this is how long it takes me to take my wig off.
That's it. Rips it off in 1 second, makes a funny face. So Kelsey commented that she loved it. Other stars piled on. And Kaylee Hammock said, have you ever danced around and it slid off? I keep getting told to wear wigs to save my hair, but I'm so scared of swinging my head and it flinging off into the crowd.
Reasonable fear, I would think.
I don't know that it's happened. I mean, I'm sure it has on some level. I don't think it's ever happened to Carly Pierce.
I feel like you'd know if that occurred, you'd have some kind of evidence.
One fan
somewhere.
Even asked Carly for what kind of name, and she said yes, and it's Coco.
Oh, not bad.
So now you know.
Okay.
And some weird news. E.T. wasn't as innocent as you think.
Really?
Somewhere in there, supposedly was lust?
For who?
Elliot's mom.
From who? From
E.T.?
From the alien?
Wait, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
This is...
Dee Wallace played Elliot's mom.
Right.
And she remembers having to walk Steven Spielberg back from like a naughty little subplot he wanted.
Really?
She said there's a whole B story in E.T. about E.T. having an affair with Mary.
Oh, dude.
So he had a crush on Mary, and there's little bits of it they left. Like the scene where he comes in to put the Reese's Pieces on the bedside table.
Right, okay.
Mr. Spielberg wanted the sheet a little lower than I was comfortable with.
Oh, come on! Why would...
Dee thought this scene was a little too much for a family film.
Yes, it would have been.
And she was able to talk to the screenwriter about coming up with a compromise. So they pulled the sheet up to her shoulder blades.
Holy cow.
Which she was okay with.
Yeah, right. Wow.
What didn't make it?
I'm really afraid to know what the original, like that, because if you're going there, like how, like you're going to a really weird place, man. Really weird place with what is supposed to be a fun little family movie.
Pure of heart, yeah. Little character.
Wow.
Interesting. And let's end with this test that's gone viral to check your brain health.
Okay.
You got to have a ruler and you got to have a friend.
Mm.
So that's us. We're out.
Okay. All right.
Scientists have discovered having decent reaction times is a key indicator that your brain is not only still working, but working as it should be.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Especially as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
And they say you can test this by dropping a ruler into your hand. So you sit in a chair with your arm on a table. So your wrist is hanging over the edge. Turn your wrist up. So your thumb and pointer finger are facing up.
Okay.
Then you have your helper pinch the top of the ruler where the numbers finish.
Right, okay.
0 then would be dangling directly above your thumb. Then without warning, you tell your friend to drop the ruler.
Okay.
And then you try to catch it as quickly as possible.
Right.
The idea is you would write down the measurement on where your fingers landed on the ruler.
And that's going to tell me something.
How many centimeters was it? do it a few times, get an average reaction time.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you can catch the ruler at certain distances, it means different things. So between 20.4 and 28 is below average. Anything over 28 is poor. But if you can catch the ruler at a distance less than 7.5, your brain health is excellent.
Okay, that makes sense. Like, if there's no delay, because you've got to pretty much snap that thing right as soon as it falls to get to 7 centimeters.
Yeah.
So if you can do that, your reflexes are sharp.
You know, if you can catch it between 7.5 and 15.9, it's above average.
Okay,
15.9 right. And 20.4, that's average. They say not only will the results show you how well your brain is functioning, it'll also be a window into your health.
Oh, no.
Like your overall risk of death.
No.
They said there's a strong relationship between reaction time and coronary heart disease.
Yeah, I'm
stroke, respiratory disease.
I don't want to take this test. I'm genuinely afraid to take this thing.
All I have is a yardstick.
That's enough. I can feel better about myself if we start with
I
that.
I think that might change the equation.
Yes.
That's what's trending at 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Rob is ready to go, man. This is it. How do you feel about your appearance on Money Minute today? What are we feeling?
Awesome. Super excited.
All right.
Rich.
Yep.
We're manifesting.
All right. So 10 questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right. Need $100. Now, you can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass, and we will come around to your passes if we have time at the end. But you can't change your answers once you give them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Katie, are you ready to rock?
Ready.
And away we go.
In what city is Radio City Music Hall?
Pass.
Miss Frizzle is the beloved teacher from what animated show?
Doug.
How many months of the year have exactly 31 days?
Nine.
According to the song, how should one row their boat down the stream?
Gently.
What is the name of the family in the movie The Sound of Music?
Pass.
What is the offspring of a male lion and a female tiger called?
Liger.
The game of Mahjong originated in what country?
China.
An obstetrician specializes in what area?
Eyes.
What sport is American baseball said to have been developed from?
You know what? Look, I was glad he got the most important one correct, which to me is Liger. Absolutely. That's something that everyone should know. When you cross a lion and a tiger, that is a liger.
It's a liger.
Yes.
So
except
let's go
no substitutes.
Over the rest of these. In what city is Radio City Music Hall?
New York.
New York City, okay. New York. Miss Frizzle, the beloved teacher from what animated show? I liked the guest, Doug.
Yeah.
But a school bus is involved.
Show. Yeah, magic school bus.
Magical school bus. The correct. Magic school bus. Mm-hmm. How many months of the year have exactly 31 days?
30 days has September, April, June, and November. It's for February 28th. Seven.
Okay. What is the name of the family in The Sound of Music?
Von Trapps?
The Von Trapps.
Okay.
Von Trapps.
All right.
An obstetrician specializes in what area?
Oh, can
said
I say
eyes?
That?
We are...
Can I say it?
Is the
it,
wrong end?
Yeah.
But it's pregnant women.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's
childbirth
right.
And pregnant women.
That's right.
You were thinking of a gynecologist.
Right, well, I certainly was.
What sport is American baseball said to have been developed from? Didn't get it wrong, didn't have time.
Yeah, cricket.
Cricket,
okay.
Rounders.
Okay, either one works out well. Rob? Not a bad first play, my friend.
Nope.
Not bad. Sign up again. We'd love to have you back on, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
And you should sign up as well. TheBullHouston.com/contest. 713-881-5500. My nephew has pet snails now.
Pet snails?
Have you ever heard of a snail being a...
SpongeBob has a pet snail.
Oh, Lord. Is this a Gary thing? Is it a Gary inspired... I need to take you back a little bit. So he shows up in the house with a couple of snails that he plucked out of the backyard. He tells me these are my pet snails. I say, where did you get them? He's like, the backyard. Like, what inspired you to want snails as pets? And he said he has a class pet that's a snail and he wanted to have some snails of his own. He says they eat leaves and moss and whatever. So you just kind of get them, you throw some leaves in there, and boom, pet snail. He's like, sometimes a snail even comes out of his shell, and it's really, really cool. I say, okay. And then I think to myself, your class pet is a pet snail? I mean, I get being influenced by that and all that, but what happened to, like, actual class pets? That doesn't feel like a class pet to me. I mean, I had, like, a gerbil. I had a rabbit at some point.
Did you?
I did. Like, second grade was a rabbit.
We did not have class pets. At no point in my public schooling in Klein, Texas, did
Never,
we have
ever?
A class pet. No,
not even
once.
In, like, kindergarten, not first grade, nothing.
No. And I went to a private school and we didn't have it then.
That's bonkers to me. Like, and so I thought to myself,
Abercrombie Academy had no class pets.
At some level, it makes sense because the routine, for those of you that didn't have this.
Do you bring them home?
Yeah. Every weekend, you would rotate who took the class pet home. So in the case of the rabbit, once every like 2 or 3 months, it would be your weekend to take the rabbit home. You would take it home, you would feed it, you would care for it, and then you would bring it back on Monday. I can see how that is problematic because, you know, things can go wrong. So maybe you just get a snail that lives in there forever. You don't have to feed him. Friday comes around, everyone can just walk out of the building. Don't have to worry about Mr. Snail.
So he doesn't come home with them?
The snail does not come home with any kid. I double checked on that. So I was like, that's... That,
well, that seems like all the fun of having a class pet.
The whole thing is taking the... the whole thing made me wonder, like you said, do we just not do this anymore?
Well, I never did it. I mean, it never existed. It's not like it doesn't exist now. It has never existed.
Like, this kid might be getting the best case scenario.
Unless you took aquatic science at Klein High, you really were not interacting with animals at school.
Aquatic science was
Yeah, it was like, hey, it's having a fish tank.
They had
for
their
grade.
Okay. Straight up, did you have a class pet when you were, depending on the years, I think this will vary, but the important thing here is, did you experience a class pet?
And what
was that experience like?
Did you go to private school? Because he went to school with like 5 kids.
I did. It was completely different.
It was probably
different.
Just your teacher's pet, and she didn't want to care for it anymore, and she didn't want to abandon it.
You know,
so she said, you know what? Why don't we just all rotate this? Every weekend, it'll be someone else. Notice it's never her weekend.
You know what I can do with this rabbit? Genius. 713-881-5500. Call us. We'll talk to you coming up next.
Frito's nephew has pet snails.
In honor of his class.
Inspired by his class pet.
Which is also a pet snail.
We didn't have class pets. And I went to public school in Spring, Texas.
Yeah,
down the road.
Perhaps this is
Klein
something.
Klein IZ all the way.
That has just gone away, right? Or maybe it was just a private school thing. I don't know. I had class pets. All right, Jane. Do you have any memory of having class pets when you were growing up?
Oh, yes, I do. In high school, we had the class snake, and the class snake was named Hissy. And Hissy was, how do I say this politely? She was not a very nice snake. She wasn't poisonous, but we were supposed to get her out and play with her and feed her, which I did not participate.
Right.
But she mysteriously died after my year in
Hissy?
Yeah, do we know in retrospect?
Can you talk about it?
Yeah.
Has enough time passed?
we have a pretty good idea. Jimmy Williams was sort of the class clown, and
right.
Jimmy tried to stick Hissy down this hole in the biology table, and what Jimmy didn't realize is the hole narrowed down to almost nothing, and Hissy got stuck.
Hissy's probably still there.
Probably part of it still there. Poor Hissy, but it sounds like Hissy was a problem in general. What did y'all feed this thing?
Rats.
How big was Hissy?
Hold on, did Hissy come home with y'all? Like, did you have to do that at your house?
No. This was a big mistake. But the best part of everything is that my daughter, when she was in preschool, had two hamsters in their class.
Right.
And so they were Bert and Ernie. And we were both, we got elected to bring Bert and Ernie home for Thanksgiving week. And so Bert and Ernie were locked up in their cage.
Right,
everything
right.
was fine. We went out of town for Thanksgiving Day, put books, encyclopedias on top of their cage. So I understand they can get out there.
They can. Yeah, that is a common problem with any of those
rodents.
Yeah,
we lost one in our house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we walk in the door and the encyclopedias are on the floor and my cat is playing ping pong.
No!
I'm not sure which one.
No!
And he's having the best time with whichever one it was. And my daughter was hysterical. And she didn't want to go back to school because we had killed either Bert or Ernie. So I brought the cage back with one and explained to the teacher. And she was horrified. She was so mad.
Right.
I said, I'll replace it. I'll get another one. She said, well, you can only have to, you can't get a male and a female. You have to get a certain kind of male. Uh-huh. They should came same litter and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My daughter, I go back to school for the rest of the year. And she got taunted and like, you killed Bert. I don't know how they decided it was Bert. But it was traumatic. So
you know, that is why people no longer have class pets. Oh my goodness! So they didn't. I was about to ask, like, what happened? Because like, you would think the teacher would make up a story, like Bert had to go to another classroom or something. You know, like you just
Bert loved it so much, he just stayed there.
Exactly,
he just stayed with you forever.
He's on vacation or something.
Right?
But no. She just announced to the class that. Like I said, they decided it was Bert. I don't know how.
Probably sounded better in the rhyme, in the jeer.
Bert passed away at Rachel's house over Thanksgiving.
Everybody glared
at her and just, you know, murderer.
I'm surprised you didn't run to the pet store and pull
that movie move, where you just try to grab
a replacement Bert and you don't tell anyone. No one has to know.
I was going to, and she said, no, you can't do that because they'll fight and all this kind of stuff.
Well, then it would have been out of your hands.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not you.
Beef all of a sudden. One was spending too much time on the wheel.
They talked about politics over Thanksgiving, okay?
That's why you don't do that. It's a life lesson. That's why you don't do that. I am so sorry you had to go through that. And yeah, let's just tradition where
Poor
it
Rachel.
Needs to.
Yeah, oh, is she okay now? Or?
Yeah. Did she recover?
Oh no, she remembers that every Thanksgiving. She's 32 years old now, and every Thanksgiving she remembers. Do you remember when your cat?
Your cat. Oh, she can't go to any class reunions.
Oh, my God.
No.
I'm genuinely so sorry.
She has a little girl now, and a little girl wanted to get a gerbil.
No.
Rachel's like, no, you cannot have anything like that.
Yeah.
No.
And she broke out in a cold sweat. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
100.3 The Bull. We're Frito and Katie.
I'm sorry to everyone that I brought this up. I thought this would be a lot of people telling heartwarming stories of the memories they forged with their class pets, not generational trauma being unleashed upon the
What did you do with your pets? Did you take them out? Did you just go, here, Mom?
We would usually keep them in the living room.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have other pets. So this was the only animal activity I had growing up, for a good chunk of years. And then, we'd pet them. We'd take them out and give the rabbit pets.
Did you?
And then we'd put the rabbit back in and took it back to the school. Nothing bad happened.
Sure.
Nothing.
Not that your mom ever told you.
Tragic. Victoria, talk to us about school pets. What was your experience?
So both of my sons had classes with school pet or with a class pet.
Okay.
One of them was a hamster.
Oh, not another hamster. Okay. Right.
And then, and the hamster died twice that year, but you know.
Not on your watch?
But he rose again.
One time it did die on our watch. The other time it was someone else's watch, which is devastating for a fourth grader. But and then my second grade son, the teacher had, I think our family had a farm outside of town. And so every year
she would bring in eggs, and they would watch the chickens grow inside the eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And so you'd see these cute little second graders heading home every weekend. A different second grader would be heading home with a crate full of baby chickens.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so we were one of the favorite chicken watchers.
So that's positive. That didn't take a turn.
That worked out well.
No, although we did have a lot of hawks circling our backyard.
I was waiting for you to tell us that y'all were the reason they stopped doing that. Something traumatic.
Why do all of these stories end in absolute heartbreak? We had a lot of hawks.
There are too many people saying they're killing the pet. I think everybody kills the pet.
I think that's the reason.
These are pets that die regularly, on the regular anyway.
Yes.
It's very hard to keep them alive. But as a kid, you don't know that. I mean, that's going to be so traumatic if it happens.
And going from place to place and being jostled by children. Of course, it's not going to survive the journey.
Imagine what a horrible idea. Imagine the terrifying nature of being a classroom pet. Like, all you got is these kids either trying to pick you up or take your whole home and then wander out and throw. It's awful.
Fraught with danger. Awful. Cats, dogs.
Your name is Cookies and Cream, you know, how much better could your life be?
That's true.
Thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate it.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I want to talk to you about PillBot.
Okay.
Have you seen the story yet?
No.
Okay. A kid is being hailed in New Zealand for creating an AI PillBot to stop his grandmother from taking the wrong medication due to her poor eyesight. Let's get his explanation of how this whole thing works.
PillBot is an artificial intelligence powered device that has a camera in here and a computer in its brains here. And the camera takes a photo of the pill on this platform here. And it uses its AI model in the computer chip to recognize the pill based on its training.
Sounds incredible. Very smart kid.
Made Big Hero 6. He made Baymax.
Is that
that's a cartoon.
Very possible, it's still very impressive. What can I say? It's cool.
I didn't make a Baymax.
I get very nervous whenever I hear these stories because, like, are you sure it's going to work, AI kid? I mean, not that a 12-year-old doesn't know AI.
What are they liable for?
You're giving it to grandma. Like, I'm sure you've tested it. But tested it to what extent? Tested it to the extent of I'm going to win my science fair? Or tested it to the extent of grandma's life is in the balance?
He's only putting the one pill in.
That's
what is he going to put pills that she's not taking just for fun?
That's true.
To show how well it works?
Yeah,
hey, grandma, right, is it your pill or is it arsenic?
Is your pill or is it a Tide pod?
How much do you trust me? What'd you get me for Christmas, Grandma?
Maybe this one is lower risk than I'm thinking of. It reminded me of another thing that I saw, and I don't think we've talked about because it happened about a year ago. Have you heard about the Sugarland Air Taxi?
No.
It's still floating around out there. It is an AI helicopter that...
Absolutely not.
I swear to you. They're still trying to make it happen. An AI helicopter.
I'm not getting in a helicopter manned by anyone or anything. I'll get in a helicopter if it stays on the ground.
That is a disqualifier for me.
If you've removed the engine and it can no longer fly, then I'll get in your helicopter.
Me in knight's shining armor on the back of a wolf? Appropriate use for AI. Flying through the city of Houston from Sugarland AIH.
No thanks.
Remains to be seen. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.